Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 341 of Her, the podcast where you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today it's a his. That's correct. It's a his issue, and that is men get hot flashes too. Ha! So there's her hot flashes and his hot flashes. Oh man, you're going to love this episode. It's going to be a mind blower. And before we begin, just know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because we love hearing from you. Your feedback is the best. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life.
It's all about her.
Now, I've been wanting to do this episode for quite some period of time. I just had to find the right partner in crime to be able to do this. And that is, I have been overseeing a number of clinical trials in my work as a clinical scientist. And one is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, which is to look at characterizing and really studying something really novel: hot flashes in men. You say, what? How can that happen? Well, it's because this is a result of the treatment for prostate cancer. Aha. So raise your hand out there in her listener land for, you know, the women who know people in their life, whether it's a husband, a partner, a brother, a father, a son, whomever, who has prostate cancer. And you know something? Other than skin cancer, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men. The American Cancer Society's estimates for prostate cancer in the United States for 2021 are about 248,500 new cases, and also 34,100 deaths from prostate cancer. You need to really be aware of this. And one man in eight will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during his lifetime. So, you know, we have so much to talk about here. So in my study, I had the absolute pleasure and delight of meeting our guest today, and his name is Jeff Markey. And Jeff completed our study, and not only did he complete our study, he became one of our new BFFs. He became a best friend of the entire research team. And we'll talk about what exactly happened there. And the thing that was delightful was the intervention is a very special device that actually is a non-medicinal solution. It's a wearable, looks like a watch, that helps regulate your internal body temperature when you have a hot flash. And this was developed by scientists, engineers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And what was marvelous is because Jeff has such a long history in the computer world, over 50 years of experience, that he had a blast taking apart our device and learning all about it and giving us absolutely priceless feedback. So I want to tell you a little bit about Jeff and then welcome him on board. Now, Jeff was born in San Francisco, my hometown. He's a homie, in 1947. And what's really interesting is his computer consulting business was started 25 years after he started working at IBM and really got into computer programming. And then he had his own, eventually with 100 clients. And then, you know, obviously moved on to other great stuff, part-time work with Microsoft and MSN. Oh my goodness gracious, and basically is an expert in the field. He retired at the age of 67 when he got tired of servers going down, especially in the middle of the night. Now, here's the part that's really pertinent for today. Jeff was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2010. He had surgery and a few years later radiation when the cancer decided to do a little revisiting. And then he was started on medication, which is extremely well known for causing hot flashes. In this case, it was called Lupron. And he really suffered greatly with all of this. And I'm going to let him take it from here and how we became involved together with the study. Jeff, welcome to the HER podcast.
Thank you.
Well, okay. So there you were on Lupron. And tell us all out, you know, here, what it was like when you started having hot flashes. What did it feel like? What was the experience like?
When I first took the Lupron, within about 2 weeks, I started getting severe hot flashes, every 1 to 2 hours, at the most 2 hours. And I would get very hot really quick. I found that the only way to calm it down, because I would start sweating on my forehead, it would start dripping into my eyes, my chest would get wet. The only thing I could do, I found, was drink cold water, ice cold water. If I drank 16 ounces of ice cold water and used a fan, I could at least not be totally miserable. But the worst part was, right as the hot flash starts, you get this fatigue feeling that just tires you out. And when you go through a year of having this fatigue and then a hot flash following it, you get pretty uncomfortable, pretty miserable. In fact, many people taking this drug have to stop because they just can't handle it. After a year, I was speaking to my oncologist, and she said, you know, you can take Depo-Provera, it might help. Depo-Provera is a drug used for birth control for women. So I arranged to get a shot. I walk in to I'm told where to go at Kaiser Permanente to get the shot. I walk in. It turns out it's a women's medical office. They give the shots of Depo-Provera to women for birth control. When I walked in, I'm 6'4". They were scared immediately just because of my size. They actually called security because what was a man doing in the women's
such a
section?
Great story.
So I mean, for me, I didn't care about that, but I wanted the shot, and they told me I could not get it there. So I got in touch with my doctor again, and they made an arrangement for me to get the shot from a nurse at another building. So every 3 months, I go there and get the shot. The shot made a phenomenal difference. No more fatigue. I was getting hot flashes, but they weren't too severe, and that went on for about another 2.5 years before I had to start taking another drug because my cancer reoccurred. That was a drug called Zytiga, and that drug makes the hot flashes worse. So again, I'm back. It's not quite as bad as when I initially was taking Lupron, but I'm getting hot flashes every couple of hours. They're strong. I have to put a fan on every time I get it because I start sweating so much, and that finally, you know, dries me off. But then it was the same year I started this drug. About 4 months later, I found out about this study of the Ember Wave device, and I applied for it. And to surprising to me, one day a box appeared on my doorstep.
And there it was. You were welcome to the study. No question about that. And this Ember device is called the Wave. And what it is a brilliant idea that was conceived by Dr. Matt Smith and a team in his laboratory at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And if you go to Embr, EmbrLabs.com, EmbrLabs.com, you can actually visualize this. There's a brand new generation of the device that's out there now. And this is the leader in the field of thermal wellness. And interestingly, it's just a ridiculous hit. Over 80,000 of these sold to women who have hot flashes. But, you know, while I'm studying these women as well, I've always wanted to know what happened with men and hot flashes. Lo and behold, there is very little, if anything, written in the literature, in the scholarly literature, the published peer-reviewed literature, that really, at a more granular level, describes what happens with men when they have a hot flash. And so what's really wonderful here is that we were able to collaborate with someone that you know, Jeff, by name, certainly, Dr. Alicia Morgans, who is a leading expert in the field of prostate cancer and especially prostate cancer survivorship, where in the studies that she has written, she has noted that the hot flashes are probably the most devastating symptom, decreasing the quality of life for the men who are experiencing these. So she is our main principal investigator here, and is very, very excited by the early data that we're just beginning to analyze. We'll be finishing the study probably over the course of the next several weeks or so. Jeff, you just did a marvelous job of going through the study and also giving us great feedback. But tell us what happens when you use this device, as it, and just a very quick moment here, just so people understand, you wear it on the inside of your wrist. It looks like a watch, as it were, but it's got a nice smooth top. And what it does is it stimulates, through very dynamic waveforms, your skin receptors for warming and for cooling. And in doing so, it communicates between those thermoreceptors and that stimulation to the temperature regulation parts of the brain. So it's like a skin-brain connection. And when it does that, it takes that you've been on fire, you feel like you're on fire feeling in your body, which is really an activation of what we call the sympathetic nervous system. And it instead stimulates the other side of the nervous system, the parasympathetics, which allow you to, rest and tamp down those fires. And in doing so, you're able to change the perception of that heat in your brain from being on fire to something that gives you actual cooling relief. It's really amazing thermal science cooked up by those wonderful people at MIT, and that now we're using in our wonderful studies. And of course, is a huge hit out there with consumers who are really seeking relief, very much like Jeff's. So Jeff, in your own words, how did it work for you? Everything from what happens, throughout the evening and during the day.
It was interesting how it affected me. And while one is not sure exactly how a device is really helping you, I did feel that my hot flashes almost stopped within a minute or two of coming on while using this device. As long as I could hit it within the first few seconds of sensing that a hot flash was coming on, it would pretty much stop it within a minute or two, unless it was a really severe one. In that case, I might get a little hotter, but it would still stop. Now, I wasn't quite sure if it was working or I was getting less hot flashes. At one point, for a couple of days, I had the band break on me. And while I was able to put it on, it took me about an extra 30 seconds to put the device on and start it. That caused the hot flashes to come on much stronger, and I had to use a fan to cool down. And after 2 days, I received a replacement band. I put it on, and my hot flashes essentially went away. I mean, I could not believe how much of a difference it actually made. After using it for a month and a half, I wasn't sure. But after those 2 days, I realized this device was essential for me to keep myself comfortable.
And you what you actually did was something quite fascinating. Everyone out there, the device that we actually use for the study is our older device. It's called Generation 1 or the Wave. The one that is available now is called the Wave 2, which we gave Jeff as well after he finished the study for his feedback, and we're thrilled to know he's enjoying utilizing that. The older one we are basically ending all of our work with, but we had enough left over to be able to do the prostate cancer study, and thus, you know, every now and then those older wristbands break. But you know what you did was your own study. This is so fascinating. So what you did was, many people say, wow, is this really working? And then whoops, all of a sudden you don't have it. We had a couple of guys who accidentally left it home when they wanted to have it during the day. And in doing so, they didn't have any relief and they felt terrible when they didn't have access to the device to be able to help them. And then, boy, they just grabbed that when they were, you know, when it was ready. In your case, you needed to be able to have the band to be able to utilize it. And you discovered on your own, you know, kind of a little controlled study there. What is it like without? What is it like with? And boy, I guess you found that, as most of our men have in this study, that it was of great use for you to be able to decrease the hot flushes. Now, what's fascinating is you said that you use the ice water and the rest of it. I'm dying to know. Now, you said typically before you started the study, you'd go to a restaurant. And how did you usually preemptively do this when you were having bad hot flashes?
Yeah, the first year, well, before I got the Depo Provera shot, I would go to a restaurant with my wife and friends, and the first thing I would do was ask them to bring me a 16-ounce glass of ice water, because I knew I'd be there for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'd probably get a couple of hot flashes, and there, without a fan and ice water, there was no relief. But drinking 16 ounces of ice water helped a little, and then you could use the fan so I didn't sweat too much. But it was, I mean, unsustainable for a long period of time, because between the fatigue you get and the hot flash, over time it just wears your body down. And I was so glad that I first got the Depo Provera and then this device, which is, I mean, it makes such a difference not having to really worry about a hot. I maybe once a day I'll get one that gets, I start getting a, you know, somewhat warm, but normally they're stopped within a couple of minutes of me turning on the device.
What happens at nighttime? How do you use it for the nighttime?
That's real interesting, because for the first, God, it must have been 4 to 5 years at least, I was getting at least 2 hot flashes at night. They would most of the time wake me. I'd wake up all sweaty and hot. And, you know, that at that point, I got to turn on a fan. I'm waking up. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, or it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I've got to go back to sleep. That's a very uncomfortable situation. The device, the Wave device, has stopped these flashes at night almost completely. I mean, I have woken up once maybe in a week with a hot flash. One funny thing is, though, if I wake up in the middle of the night, occasionally I will get a hot flash right after waking up. But the new device has two buttons. One I've set for hot flash, and the other one I've set for all night. So those times when I've gotten that hot flash right in the middle of the night, I disable the all night, I turn on the hot flash mode, let it run for a few minutes, stops the flash. But the thing is, I almost never get those now. I mean, I don't think it happens even once a week that I wake up and get a hot flash. It has made a major difference in my ability to sleep comfortably.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. You know, as a physician, nothing in the world makes us crazier than knowing that our wonderful patients are having side effects like hot flashes when they're on drugs that basically are saving their life. And it's really important that everyone else out there know that, you know, when it comes to utilizing the Depo-Provera, which some practitioners do use to try to tamp down extremely severe hot flashes, that there are side effects. And nothing comes without those side effects. So when you take a pill or a shot or on and on, so the Depo-Provera long-term causes you to lose bone mineral density, which makes you more likely to get osteoporosis, which means you have to take yet another drug to be able to fight that off. And so you got to keep that in mind. And it also has other side effects like headaches and depression and acne and weight gain and changes in appetite. It all depends upon the person, clearly. But I believe in your case, your doctor immediately put you on a bone drug, correct?
Yes, yes. I take Fosamax. And the interesting thing is, I've been taking Depo-Provera now for about 5 years. And with women, as Pam says, with women, it has major problems with bone density. But I actually had bone density tests done about 2 years ago and then about 3 months ago. And my bone density has actually improved. So maybe it is that with women, it causes more of a problem than with men. And in fact, the latest test showed that I have very little chance of getting hip displacement or a hip injury because my bones are strong enough, which surprised me, but that encouraged me to continue using a drug that after 2 years, women are supposed to stop using, from what I've heard.
Well, you know, what's also interesting is it's really been looked at more in women than men. This is one of those little, you know, opposite situations in research on drugs, because it does affect, you know, women are much more prone to have osteopenia and also osteoporosis. But I did want to, you know, tell you that one of the ideas behind the device is to be able to help men get off all these, you know, drugs, because every single drug, as you keep doing the domino effect, has its own side effects. And ideally, we're off everything. But in this case, you know, Jeff, this is just wonderful to know that as a participant in our study, that you were able to feel and experience such wonderful benefit. Because as Dr. Morgans, the prostate cancer expert, would tell us all, that the hot flashes alone sometimes are so devastating. Not only does your quality of life plummet, but a lot of guys, as you just said a little while back, actually stop the drug. You know, they're like, enough already. I can't do this. There's got to be another way around this, one way or the other. And I think that that's an incredibly important point. If we can make certain that men are able to benefit from something that will keep them compliant with the medication, that's a good thing. Because here's another statistic, right? Prostate cancer, is obviously a serious disease, but most men diagnosed with prostate cancer do not die from it. In fact, more than 3.1 million men in the United States who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point are still alive today and thriving and doing their thing. And one of the things that is important is to always, you know, look out for new technology and new non-medicinal, more natural solutions to being able to handle this problem of hot flashes than the usual pills, shots, potions, and patches of the past. It just makes me feel good that you're able to do that. So you live a fairly active life. Has this been able to, you know, help you kind of, you know, now that you have better sleep and everything, are you able to get out there and rock and roll a little bit more?
Well, I keep active. I've actually got a track across the street, a quarter mile track, and I go over there twice a day and go around a few times just to keep me going. The thing that people have problems with taking the drugs I'm taking are that fatigue is really devastating to many of them. And as long as you keep yourself moving, keep exercising, keep working on it, you can overcome that fatigue issue. And with this device and not getting the fatigue from the hot flashes, you can almost live a normal life. You really can live a normal life. It's not something that bothers me enough that it prevents me from doing anything anymore. It used to be I would worry about how bad it was going to get and not want to go do things. Now I just do whatever I want. I do a little weightlifting. Get around. I mean, I am up and down constantly all the time. I can't stay in one spot for long, and I don't have to because I don't have the fatigue. I don't have really any other side effects from any of the drugs I'm taking. So it, fortunately for me, works well.
One of the things that I have discovered in working with women who have perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause is the very same thing. And that is hot flashes are absolutely draining. And also you walk around in fear. And that fear is, when's the next one showing up? I'm sure you felt the same way, Jeff. It's this anticipatory anxiety. And that's gotta be so mentally draining. There's no question that, you know, when you are able to find an appropriate solution, that helps. But there have been no solutions other than, you know how it goes. You know, if you can't get to sleep at nighttime, they give you sleeping pills. And if you're feeling anxious during the day, it's anti-anxiety pills. If you're feeling a little down about the whole thing, it's, you know, depression pills. Enough already with the pills. I think we're now at a place with the development of new technologies like the Emberwave 2, where you can sit down and you can say, wait a minute now, I could just put on a wearable and really begin to control my own life. And I think one of the things we found is that there's no question on the exit interviews, as I've talked to so many participants in the studies, is that they say, my God, I feel like I have control over my life again. Is that the way you felt too?
Yes, it's when you can stop those hot flashes right after they start and you really don't get hot from them, or very, you know, you might get a little warm, it really improves your quality of life. You don't have that constant, oh, it's here it again. Oh, it's hot. I got to go get a fan. It is tiring. Even I don't get the fatigue in the beginning, but I have not had that at all, especially since getting the Wave.
Yeah. And I'm so happy you now have the new Wave 2, which is fantastic. Now, I was smiling a little bit because when I was speaking with some of our participants, they would oftentimes say, boy, I'll tell you something. You know, I have new respect for my wife who went through this. You know, oftentimes I would look at her and she'd be all beet red and pouring sweat and, you know, have to change her clothes 38 times a day and have a rotten night of it. And I tried to be empathetic, needless to say, but I could never quite get it. Now I'm sitting back and saying, oh my gosh. Now, you didn't quite have that experience now, did you?
No.
And so what's up with your wife? Is she just staring at you? What happened? She just didn't have hot flashes? Is that her gig?
Yeah, that's true. My wife did not. Though I must admit, I've been into places where I've seen, I've been in an office, a doctor's office, and the nurse has come in to talk to me has a fan right there in the room. Because she's getting hot flashes, and I'm there, and I'm getting hot flashes too. And you know, seeing that after getting them myself, you really appreciate what women have to go through. It's unfortunately my wife had none at all, and it for her that's a real gain. But I know that a lot of women are extremely uncomfortable from them, and boy, I know how it is because I've been living with it for 5 years now.
No question about it. And for all you women out there, what Jeff said is actually true. Not all women get hot flashes. As it turns out, we think in science that the women who do get hot flashes oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes are exquisitely sensitive to estrogen and its withdrawal from the body. And so it just tends to be, you know, something rather unique to you. Sometimes we also think there might be a genetic component as well. So it's a complex situation, but it is kind of interesting in that regard. And, you know, for all the ladies out there in her podcast land, I want you to listen up because you yourself, if you are going through perimenopause or know someone who's going through perimenopause, or menopause or even postmenopause, because, you know, I got to tell you, mass majority of women who have hot flashes at time of menopause, which is about age 51, 52 on average, continue to have issues for at least another 7 years. And if you think that perimenopause can begin as early as the late 30s, and if you now think about postmenopause all the way up to age 60 and beyond, you got at least a 20-year journey, and you do not want to be miserable. And so one of the things that's really wonderful here is the discovery of this unique device, the Ember Wave 2. Again, that's E-M-B-R, Wave 2, that is this wearable that can indeed provide a more natural solution utilizing, really, honestly, your own body. It's like in your own little thermal ecosystem is what you become. And you can control all of that just by simply turning on and off a little device. And by the way, this comes with an app, and Jeff knows that app really well too. And in this brand new app that accompanies the Ember Wave 2, you're able to track your symptoms. You're able to understand your own thermal equal system all by yourself. You can customize any way you want to. Use the all night mode, 8 hours of sleep, finally, etc. So you've got all kinds of really cool things. And this is why I have had such a fantastic time overseeing trials using this to be able to help people, both men and women, who have issues with hot flashes. And quite frankly, you know, it's also good for other thermal issues, whether you're feeling a little hot or cool or whatever, you can kind of control. It's like an inside job between your little skin receptors and your brain. There's that link that's a unique path to the brain that will help you perceive temperature very differently. You'll feel cooler. It's an inside job. That's what I love so much about this. You know, the other thing too is that we as women, are caregiving so many men out there who do have prostate cancer. And, you know, when you and I were talking initially, Jeff, you had some beautiful words to say to men out there about everything from support groups, the one you belong to. I'd love for you to share that out there. And also just the positive attitude and the way you perceive this whole issue of prostate cancer in your life.
There is a group called ANCAN, A-N-C-A-N. They're ancan.org if you want to look at the website. And the first thing they started out with was support groups for prostate cancer. And they have people that are in very first stages of it. They've got an intermediate stage. They've got an advanced stage where I go. And the advantage of this is that once a week, there's a video meeting where everybody can talk. People can ask questions. New people get asked about what their symptoms are, what their level of different types of medical issues, like what their PSA is and what their Gleason score is. But the biggest advantage of these groups is that they enable you to keep up with everything going on in the industry for new ways of treating the prostate cancer. Now, my father died of prostate cancer when he was 88 in 2008. At that time, the last drug he could take was Lupron. And when it stopped working, that was it. Since then, they've developed a number of new drugs. They've got something called Zytiga, which gives you another couple of years at least before things get bad again. They've got, if you've got genetic issues, they have drugs that help specifically for a genetic issue, and you get another year or two. There's new drugs coming out all the time that extend the life and stop the growth and continuing growth, that is, of the prostate cancer. As a result, people are living a lot longer, and keeping up with a group like ANCAN enables you to know which drugs are out there, what they're doing for people. Are they helping? Are they just placebos? And it really, there's nothing you can do to get the amount of information you can get in 1 2-hour ANCAN meeting. There's nothing you can find out in the real world that matches the information you get in that 2 hours.
And I think that the camaraderie that I've seen among the men is just striking, that everyone is there to support one another. And there are other wonderful support groups too. Zero, Z-E-R-O is one. Another one is Us, U-S, and then T-O-O, Us Too. And you could actually Google most of this, but I highly recommend that if you know someone who has prostate cancer, they should never go it alone. They should always have a support group. And I think that that is an incredibly important point to make here, because this is where you're going to hear about these things. I actually utilize with my marvelous clinical team these wonderful groups to be able to recruit for our study. And at times during the support groups, I've heard from some of the leaders of the support groups that men will actually raise their wrist and show that they're wearing, the device because they're part of the study. And we gift them with the device once they're done with the study. And that makes me very happy to know that hopefully the word is getting out that there is a non-medicinal solution out there. There's one last thing I want to really stress here, and that is you said something about genetics, and there was something really very, very nuanced about your particular case. You mentioned that your father had prostate cancer, and did you ever wonder, like, hey, am I at higher risk for prostate cancer?
Exactly. I worried that, well, I knew that my grandfather didn't have prostate cancer, but he had major problems. My father lived till 88, and I was real concerned that I would have an issue. But I had genetic testing a few years after getting the prostate cancer and actually found out I had the BRCA2 mutation. It actually came from my mother's side, not my father's. My mother's side, one of my aunts died of breast cancer. Her daughter died of breast cancer. And my grandfather on that side died of pancreatic cancer, all caused by the BRCA2.
How interesting is that? So many women out there recognize the BRCA mutation is associated with breast cancer, and oftentimes at a much earlier age than like random breast cancer takes place. So when you have that genetic mutation, that's what takes place. But it's interesting. You found this out, and then you immediately had your own children tested for the mutation, and they did not have the mutation, which is quite good, because you know men with the BRCA2 mutation are more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than those without. So having that mutation definitely increased your risk, but you didn't even know you had the mutation until much later on. So much so that much of the prostate cancer literature now states that maybe it's a good idea to kind of do genetic testing in guys, especially when they look at the family history and they find out that perhaps there is a higher risk with the BRCA2 mutation on one side of the family or the other. So very, very interesting, yet another nuance. You know, as we really bring this to a close, because this has really been great, I'm sure we've enlightened so many people out there, men and women, with the fact that we do have a solution for hot flashes, whether it's from natural menopause, whether it's from menopause that was induced by cancer therapy in women as well as men. There's a way to be able to get around it without, you know, popping pills all day and suffering from the side effects of that, that this is non-medicinal and very, very easy to use, the Ember Wave 2. But, you know, there's something else too. And you said this so beautifully. You take good care of yourself. You get your exercise. You have good nutrition. You maintain a positive attitude. And you really live a life of high energy and hope. And so on that note, what would you, if a woman was listening right now and wondering, you know, is there really hope? How do you help a guy feel better and more hopeful about this part of their journey? What would you say to them?
That science is really helping. They are constantly coming out with new drugs for prostate cancer. It is pretty phenomenal how quickly they're moving these days. It's the thing is, if you have BRCA2, you are never going to stop having the prostate cancer problem. You cannot go into remission. But with the new drugs that are coming out, they have one specifically for people who have BRCA2. They've got other drugs for when they stop working. They're in study right now, but that can give you another couple years. And it's at the point where hopefully in the next few years, they're going to have a way of stopping this from occurring anymore. Maybe some genetic changes, using CRISPR, for example, to help, you know, modify your DNA so that you don't have this issue. They're constantly coming up with new ways to prevent prostate cancer from killing you. And as a result, I have a pretty positive view of it. I don't dwell on it. I don't think about it much. Sure, I have to take drugs, but I do not get into a mindset where I have a negative feeling about it. And I think that is probably the most positive thing one can do, is to have a good mindset and not be worrying about how much longer you got, because the drugs that are being developed are pushing that out further and further every year.
And that Ember Wave, too, is right there helping you with the hot flashes that those marvelous drugs, you know, keep inducing in people. So it's kind of a beautiful complement, sort of a tag team there. And I got to say, I bet you're not downing gallons of ice water or slapping on towels or you know, whipping out those fans anymore. You can kind of get on with your life and really reclaim your life. Right, Jeff?
Yes, I do not do the ice water challenge anymore. I do not have to, carry a little hand fan around with me wherever I go in case I get a hot flash, because it stops. I mean, once in a while, I'll get one. Every 2 or 3 days, I'll get one where I start getting really hot. But even then, you only get hot to a certain, don't start sweating. The device stops it. So it may even be stronger, but the device, the cooling feeling on your wrist just goes through your body and just tamps down this hot spot.
I love it. I just love it. And I want to reiterate one more time that the device that Jeff is talking about is called the Ember, E-M-B-R, Wave, W-A-V-E 2. And if you want to just run on over to Ember Labs, EmberLabs.com, EmberLabs.com, you can learn all about the Wave 2 and try it for yourself and for a loved one. This would be a great, probably one of the best things you could do, because you want to be there to support them on a pretty challenging part of their journey. All I can say, Jeff, on behalf of all of our wonderful listeners out there in the Her Podcast land, thank you so much for sharing your own journey with prostate cancer and the big challenge of hot flashes. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, and everyone out there, run on over to iTunes, rate and review this show, because I want to know what you think. Why? Well, because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter and Instagram at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. Please stay safe and stay well.